From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, the besieged rebel-held towns of Diriyah and Myodamia near Damascus received aid convoys Wednesday. For Diriyah, the first in 4 years. The International Committee of the Red Cross said it contained medicines, vaccines, baby formula, and nutritional items for children. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
The United States is pleased to see that the United Nations, the ICRC, and the Syrian Red Crescent have confirmed the ground delivery of some humanitarian assistance. Ground delivery remains the most effective means to providing aid to all besieged communities. We've said that before. While this delivery today is an important step, it is far from sufficient to providing the kind of relief to the hundreds of thousands of Syrian people who are in need.
Kirby said the U.S. will take up the matter of World Food Program delivered airdrops to some 13 besieged areas when the U.N. Security Council meets Friday. Meanwhile, U.S.-backed forces have taken control of 9 villages near the Turkish border in Syria since Tuesday in an advance toward the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate AQIM has claimed responsibility for attacks Wednesday on UN peacekeepers in Mali that left 4 dead, including a Chinese peacekeeper. The attacks targeted a UN demining unit and a MINUSMA base in the northern city Gao. An unidentified French soldier said a vehicle rammed the security perimeter of the UN base used by Chinese military engineers, causing a detonation. At least 3 Chinese personnel were wounded. At least a dozen Malian peacekeepers were killed in May alone. After Wednesday's attack, the number of UN peacekeepers killed while on active service in Mali rose to at least 65, making it the most dangerous active deployment for UN in the world. This is VOA News. In Iraq, a military assault on the Islamic State-held city Fallujah has reportedly stalled as a result of stiff resistance by the IS defenders, as well as growing concern for civilians trapped in the fighting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said Wednesday the final stage of the assault of the city has commenced. He urged civilians to remain indoors or make use of safe exits that the army is guaranteed. An estimated 50,000 civilians, including 20,000 children, are believed trapped in Fallujah, suffering from what aid agencies and the UN calls food deprivation. The United States is taking new action to try to block North Korea's access to the global financial system over its nuclear and missile programs. The Treasury Department announced Wednesday Pyongyang is a primary money laundering concern to continue its illicit weapons programs and other destabilizing activities. Troy Stangarone of the Korea Economic Institute explains what impact the new restrictions are designed to have.
North Korea would be prohibited from taking and utilizing the U.S. financial system. Because the United States dollar is the world's reserve currency, most transactions in the world, which are done in U.S. dollars, end up transiting through the United States at some point. And in doing so, they then go through U.S. correspondent accounts. And while there are already prohibitions on North Korean access to those accounts, this would preclude both access to those for these types of transactions and indirect access as well.
The U.S. has urged other countries to take similar steps to sever banking ties with Pyongyang. Security officials in Burkina Faso say they've made the first arrests connected to January's attack on a hotel and cafe that killed 30 people and wounded dozens of others in the capital Ouagadougou. Authorities said they apprehended 6 foreigners on Tuesday who allegedly hosted and facilitated the terrorists' actions. Militia fighters loyal to the new UN-backed Unity government in Libya said Wednesday they captured a power station about 20 kilometers west of the Islamic State-held city of Sirte. It follows the taking of 2 coastal towns earlier this week. Sirte, captured by IS fighters a year ago, has become a recruitment and training center for the Sunni insurgency. 2 people were shot dead at the University of California, Los Angeles, Wednesday, prompting authorities to temporarily lock down the campus. Police described the shooting as a murder-suicide. Reports say the victim of the shooting was a mechanical engineering professor. The unidentified assailant turned the gun on himself. A motive has not yet been made public. Brazil's economy contracted in the first quarter of the year, the 5th quarterly sign of negative growth for the South American biggest country, trying to emerge from a political crisis caused by the impeachment and removal of President Dilma Rousseff. The economy shrank 0.3% in the period January to March and follows a 1.3% decline in the previous quarter. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.